No one listen.
Don't listen. Don't listen.
Somebody should have bought a new mixer today.
But this is a new mixer.
I was not excited about waking up at 7 a.m. on a rainy Saturday.
Should I turn this down again now?
Why did they even try to wake me up that early? You might ask. Well, it was for something important. You might have heard about how the city is trying to come up with a plan to deal with its garbage. Before 2001, most of the city's trash went to the Freshkills landfill on Staten Island. But Freshkills was closed for good in 2001. And so were all the marine waste transfer stations. Marine waste transfer stations are where trash gets shipped on barges out to the landfill.
Since Freshkills was closed, the city's been hauling its trash through the city streets on trucks, about 13,000 pounds a day. And we've been paying private companies big bucks to deal with all that garbage. But now, Mayor Bloomberg has a new 20-year plan to handle the city trash. The trash plan involves reopening some marine waste transfer stations. The thing is, one of the marine waste transfer sites is on the Upper East Side, and the people living there are not psyched about that.
So on Saturday morning, some residents of the Upper Side were going to have a protest to let the city know they didn't want the waste transfer site to be open there. But if the trash going to be wasn't handled there, where
right now, neighborhoods like Hunts Point in the South Bronx and Sunset Park handle a lot of the city's people through their streets, spewing polluting fumes into their air. Lots of kids in those communities have asthma. As most New Yorkers know, those are low-income communities, unlike the Upper East Side.
And Saturday, people from the South Bronx, Sunset Park, and Flushing, Queens went to the Upper East Side to Manhattanites to
tear garbage. Big diesel trucks, rumps of color.
Ask their shade and hate where we came in.
And we were getting up early to pick from sustainable